T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Larry Scott is joining us live. Larry is a member of the Buffalo School Board as we continue to focus on the reopening of schools. Larry, good morning. How much more clarity do you have now than maybe a couple of weeks ago about the upcoming school year?
A little bit more clarity. And good morning, first of all. Still a lot of unanswered questions and still more clarity that needs to be made. The State Education Department was supposed to issue their guidelines to local school districts yesterday, and that has been delayed until today. But, you know, based on what we've seen so far from the State Ed's presentation to the Board of Regents on Monday and what the governor released from his task force, we have a sense of, you know, what data is going to be used to guide the decision-making on opening schools, as well as what general models we can use to reopen schools. And it looks like we have three options. One would be fully reopening in building for our students. Two would be a hybrid model where we have students attending a few days a week, 2 to 3 days a week in school, and then the remainder of those days being done online. And then third would be a full-time online remote learning, just like we had in the spring during this crisis.
It seems like the attitude right now is that children will be back in school this fall unless something really significant changes with infections in Erie County and Western New York.
Yes, that seems to be the direction that we're going in, unless something drastically changes with the spread of COVID-19. One of the things, you know, the governor mentioned that it's going to be based on region. It seems like just like all the other decisions that have been he's made. But one of the things that we would like clarity on, and when we're looking at data, is we would like to isolate the data in Buffalo, because we know, especially early on, that there were some hot spots in the city of Buffalo that really didn't represent the entire county. So we would like to get more detailed information, narrow down cases and where they're coming from, and how the city of Buffalo compares to the rest of the county before we make a solid decision on reopening.
You mentioned, too, that you're expecting more information, more guidance from the state today. What else are they bringing today to districts that you didn't get on Monday?
I expect more detail in regards to how we are going to be able to implement the physical distancing, how we're going to be doing busing, how we have to guarantee sanitizing, disinfecting our buildings, how all of this is going to be funded. When it comes to the city of Buffalo and the busing of our students, many of our students are bused across the city. We have a school choice model. And I don't think the suburbs have to really deal with that challenge, that significant challenge of busing so many students across the city like we do. So I'm concerned about how we're going to be able to do that and implement the physical distancing with fidelity with so many of our students being bused, and also so many of our families not able to transport their kids on their own because they don't have their own transportation. They rely on that school bus to get to school and public transportation in general.
It seems like the state is allowing for a little bit of flexibility when it comes to the physical distancing in classrooms, knowing, you know, the limitations of so many of the buildings and the pretty much unlikelihood or inability to have anything outside during the winter.
Yes, I've seen some ideas about doing instruction outside, if obviously the weather allows for that to happen. My concern is, and I know firsthand, my son was in fourth grade last year with over 30 students in a very tight classroom. And most of our Buffalo schools are quite crowded, have large classroom sizes from fourth grade on up. Lower grades are a different story. And to me, if you have all 30-plus students in that classroom, there is no way we can implement with fidelity that the physical distancing that is required, that has been recommended by the state, the CDC, and Department of Health.
What about students or teachers, too, who have compromised immune systems?
I'm sorry.
What happens in the case of a student or a teacher who has a compromised immune system and they're, you know, kind of anxious about possibly not returning to school?
So what I've seen so far from the state is that we do have some flexibility on making sure that we are recognizing that vulnerability and that we have a plan to ensure that that person is additionally protected from being exposed to COVID-19. I think the challenge is going to be then what that looks like for us as a district. That's my number one priority, to make sure we're keeping people safe. And it's those people that have those vulnerable health conditions that I'm concerned about in regards to staff, students, as well as parents and grandparents at home, that students could pick up the virus at school and then bring home to them, and those individuals are compromised. So it's a grave concern, and it's something that we are going to have to look at very closely. There seems to be some flexibility to allow students who have those vulnerable health conditions to not return to the building, the physical building, and continue online instruction. But I think some more specificity is going to be required for us to understand how that's going to be implemented as we move forward.
These plans have to be issued or submitted to the state on a school-by-school basis. How much of a challenge is that in a district with so many buildings, and who would be in charge of creating the plan for each individual school? Is that something up to the principal? Who kind of helps start those decisions?
Well, currently we have a district-wide task force that's working on this that consists of parents, teachers, and representatives from other collective bargaining units. So they're working on this district-wide, and eventually they will submit their district-wide plan. Within our schools, we have what's called school-based management teams. So I imagine that those teams would be utilized to then draft and create plans for each of their schools. And those teams consist of similar individuals, administrators, teachers, parents, teacher aides, and as well as students. So it's representative of those major stakeholders. So I foresee that the current structure that we have in place will be responsible for taking the district plan and implementing it locally and within their schools.
All right. It's going to be a busy time here approaching the start of school. Larry, thank you for joining us. Larry Scott, a member of the Buffalo School Board.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.